Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, ratings and reviews are so important to growing the show, and I'm super grateful for those of you that have given one. Here's why they're important. The more contractors and home improvement service companies that hear the stuff that we're putting out every day of the week, the more people that are exposed to that, the industry gets better across the board. All right. So I want to read a couple of reviews here. I'm super grateful for Catman on June 6th said, "The real deal, Tom and the crew are hands down the most inspiring and genuine thing I've heard and or seen on the internet. I can't say enough good about this outfit. The Contractor Fight is a game changer for any and every contractor out there. If you're not listening and following the Contractor Fight, you are leaving money on the table." I could go on and on. Just check them out. Thanks so much, Catman WW73, for that review. Means a lot, man. Hey, got another review here from Sampleson. "Building myself. As I've come into being a better man, I've learned that I needed help in doing so. Tom has motivated me to be even better. I started listening in 2022 here, and I started by listening to the newer stuff. Of course, the Facebook page, videos, podcasts, and whatever else came my way. After really buying into what he was selling, I started at all the back episodes, one, and right now I think I'm currently on episode 35 or something like that. This man has gold even as far back as 2015. Keep up the great work, Tom. I'll catch up to the newer stuff soon enough." Sampleson, super appreciate you being part of the fight and listening to the show. Guys, super proud. This morning, as the time of me recording this right now for you, I recorded our 619th episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast. How cool is that? So I just want to thank you all for being listeners and sharing this with other contractors and doing your part to raise the bar for everybody. Finally, my big ask, give us a rating, give us a review, because the more people, like I said, that hear this, the better it is for everybody in the industry. You guys rock. I got to roll. Fighters, today I want to talk about something that I hear quite frequently, and that is, I promoted this guy and he ain't working out. He's a good worker. I moved him to a foreman or crew leader position, and now he's, you know, shitting himself. And guys, this is like a mistake a lot of companies make with their sales manager position, right? They will take somebody who's a great salesperson and they'll fuck them up and make them a sales manager. All right. And they're two very different skill sets. Somebody who's like your best salesperson is most likely going to be a terrible sales manager, like if I'm just rolling the dice. So that's not the whole point of this here today, but I want to talk about just answering the question, should you promote this guy? You got somebody, and I did a kind of a pseudo half-ass poll in the free Facebook group, you know, just going, hey, how do you know if you're going to promote somebody? It was just some question like that. And the answers were like, oh, if he works hard, or, you know, he does quality work, or he's this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I understand, especially in this climate now where it's been a challenge for many of y'all to find people. But I want to put this in your mind here for when you're going to promote somebody. And that's this. There's a kind of a rule that I live by. And when I don't live by it, I usually screw myself. And that's simply this. The best predictor of the future is the past. Okay? So, do not promote somebody who their past is inconsistent with turning in their fucking time card, inconsistent with being on time, inconsistent with their quality. And I want to keep this short here because we could go for a long time on this. But guys, you know, think of it this way. Like if you tell a guy, if every task you give this guy, I don't care if it's bringing drinks to the company meeting, he does it right, he does it on time. I don't care if it's the way he washes the trucks. I don't care. Like how you do one thing is how you do everything. And a lot of y'all are hurting yourselves when you promote somebody because you're like, I need a PM or I need a foreman or I need this. And then you settle. Okay. Just because somebody, and there are other skills when you promote somebody. And that's why also you need to get super clear on what are those character traits and those soft skills that are needed in order to move somebody into that promotion. But the place that I start is always looking at the past. All right. If you've talked to somebody several times about a certain issue and they haven't changed it, then it's time to not have hope in them changing anymore. All right. But if you've talked to somebody several times and they're actively working on getting better and they drop the ball now and then and things like that, at least you have some history. You have some evidence that they're moving in the right directions. Hopefully this makes sense, because I'm trying to condense so much of what I'm thinking right now into this Monday mojo. But guys, don't set yourself up for disaster by promoting the wrong person. Okay. Promotions in your company need to be mapped out. You need to have clarity around it. What type of person I need, what's required, how am I going to hold them accountable, and all those other things. So hopefully this gives you something to chew on as you hit the week. I super appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.